This is the thing, Catherine, you see.
Yeah.
Because it's so hot. I've got a feeling we're going to get some pretty, I think we're going to get some ropey calls to start with. Mm-hmm. And then I think the calls might go quite insane.
Well, there's someone else on the phone. Do you want to see whether it's going to be ropey or insane, or indeed, I don't know, both?
Yeah, fine. Who is it?
Here you go. Have a word.
Hello, who's this?
Good evening. It's Hugo Peters here, Bon Viva, raconteur, homme de monde, boogaloo music aficionado, may say the Ernest Hemingway of the noughties. Good evening.
It comes to something when the most sensible call of the evening is Hugo Peters.
Why, thank you very much. It's the kindest thing you've said to me for a very long time.
I know it is, but it was also an insult.
Was it?
Yeah,
well,
it was.
I'm not going to look too far into that.
It was an iron fist in a velvet glove.
Mmm, kinky.
What you got for us, Hugo?
Anyway, the reason why I'm phoning up is because I was in a coffee establishment, well known. Don't want to give it a mention because
Starbucks.
Not that one. Anyway,
Costa.
So I was in one.
Costa.
I was in a coffee establishment. I'm trying to help you out
Cafe
here. You don't
Nero.
Want me to finger one of them, do you?
Sorry?
You don't want me to finger one of the coffee establishments.
Well, okay, because... I'll carry on then.
Right, okay. So I was in one of them, and the person behind the counter, known as a barista, I believe, a barista or something like that, decided to, the coffee guy, decided... This is very important. This is an important thing.
Well, get to it. The barrister decided what?
You keep butting in.
Just tell... Right, hang on a second. Let's go to a break, and then we'll come back and we'll find out what the barrister did to Hugo Peters. Hit the break button.
Greetings, Earthlings.
The wild man of late night radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Thank you very much, dear listener. 0344-499-1000. Late Nights with Ian Lee. We're outside tonight. We're going to go for a little walk in a bit. If you want to join us, you can do. We're outside 18 Hatfields because it's too bloody hot. How are you coping with the heat at home? Got the windows open? Got the fan on? Have you got ice cubes around your testicles? Nikki has joined me.
Hello.
Nikki hasn't got ice. Well, maybe you have got an ice pack around your testicles.
Not right now.
Okay. Would be cooling, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
When I get a migraine, and here's the thing that people find disturbing. When I get a migraine, one of the things I have to do is I have to expose my testicles.
Right.
And I think I'm getting a migraine now. I'm joking. but that's one of the things, because it cools me down. Hugo, do you understand what I'm saying? The testicles, if you cool the testicles, you cool the man.
Sorry, are you talking about testicles?
Yes. What's that music in the background? Is it Boogaloo?
It's, Ricardo Rey.
Who?
Ricardo. It's a bit of Jala Jala Boogaloo.
Jala Jala Boogaloo, okay. You're going to talk to me about your lawyer's testicles.
No, I was talking about a barista, a coffee guy in one of
and
those
he,
coffee
his testicles.
Shops. And I was in the queue, and I did.
Yes.
He did not. He did not do anything with his testicles. I hope he did.
That's not.
Not anyway,
a story.
This man...
You went and ordered a coffee and a man didn't do anything with his testicles.
Well, not that I saw. He might have been playing pocket billiards. a one-handed barista. Pouring coffee
Sorry?
With one hand.
Yeah, you're alive. Hang on a second. I don't want to shout, I don't want to wake your baby. There's a beautiful... Oh, look. Look at that. Adorable. How old? 4 weeks. Hugo, there's a proper 4-week-old. Is it a little girl? Oh, hello, darling. Look at you. I've got boys. Is this your first? I've got boys who are 5 and 7, and you forget how tiny they are. Oh, look at you. You can't even hold your head up. You're up very late. And she's well and healthy and everyone's good? Oh, that's fantastic. She can request a song. What song would you like? Do you want Wheels on the Bus? Or Wind the Bobbin Up? Wind the Bobbin? We'll play Wind the Bobbin for her later on. Oh, have a lovely evening. That's really sweet. Thank you. That was nice, Hugo. We just saw a lovely little four-week-old baby. The circle of life.
That's very nice. That's very
the circle,
nice.
That was nice, wasn't it,
yeah,
Nikki?
Yeah, she was sweet. Yeah.
She was absolutely adorable. Proud parents showing off their baby. Good for them. Sorry, Hugo. I'm going to be quiet while you tell me your story about... And it seems a bit inappropriate, but you tell me your story about testicles.
Well, this is you were the person that brought up the testicles. Anyway, so I was in the queue to get myself some coffee, and the barista was too busy performing barista art for the people in front of me, and it took me a good 20 minutes to get to the front of the queue so I could order my hot chocolate.
I'm allergic to hot chocolate, as you know.
Well, I did not know that. Anyway, I was ordering it for myself, not for you. You weren't there. Anyway, this man.
If anyone ever sees me collapsed and tries to buy me a hot chocolate, don't. It will make things worse.
Okay, we're not talking about hot chocolate here. We're talking about barista art causing me to take a long time to get hold of my hot chocolate.
So we are talking about hot chocolate, just to clarify.
Yes, we are. But that is just, that's an aside, isn't it?
Yes.
These baristas who think that they're Andy Warhol or, I don't know, Vincent Van Gogh or Salvador Dali.
Or old Paris.
Get with the program and just make the coffee and stop daubing stuff on the top of it that looks like a palm tree or something like that. It really, really gets my goat, and I was waiting there for my hot chocolate, which was warm, by the way, when he delivered it.
I was in a coffee establishment today, and
did they do barista art?
Yes, they did, but they did it really badly.
Did they drop their testicles in it?
You really? Why did you have to lower the tone there, mate?
Well, the tone was already very low.
No. We've had a touching moment. We've seen a four-week-old baby, and you've just brought your testicles into it.
Right, okay, you were in the shop, and what happened?
Well, I've done the story. They did rubbish art. I'm going to cut you off now.
No. You're
yes,
a pervert.
Kath, you've got to be quicker with the cutting off.
Sorry, I was trying to get hold of Nick.